Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump said over the weekend he is planning on increasing the tariffs on European steel and aluminum products imports next week. The tariffs currently stand at 25%, but the president said he wants to double them, and the markets are trading down on the news. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
This also comes as the administration is trying to push trade negotiations with countries all around the world, and his team is saying he might even have a call this week with the Chinese president to try and talk about trade talks there, as the president's accusing China of reneging on their commitments made a couple weeks ago when he dropped the tariffs on Chinese imports.
A dozen people were injured in a stabbing attack at an Oregon homeless shelter Sunday night. Salem police arrested 42-year-old Tony Williams, who they say had an 8-inch knife when he walked into Salem's Union Gospel Mission around 7:15 p.m. Police said the victims suffered various types of injuries. All of the injured were men between the ages of 26 and 57. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or childcare programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believed some childhood illnesses like measles had been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccines. The comments also come as measles outbreaks pop up across the country, with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law to attend school or childcare programs. State Democrats have introduced legislation to amend language in the state constitution to better reflect the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage. In addition to further solidifying the legalization of gay marriage in the state, lawmakers have also introduced the Marriage and Family Equality Act. That legislation is meant to update the language in state laws surrounding same-sex marriage and parental rights, making them more gender neutral. The bills are currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison following his 17th operating while intoxicated offense. According to court documents, law enforcement authorities responded to reports of a pickup truck swerving across the road and nearly hitting other vehicles in September. After identifying 72-year-old Mark Johnson as the owner of the truck, officers went to his residence and conducted a preliminary breath test, which showed his blood alcohol content to be nearly double the legal limit. Johnson also had a BAC restriction of .02 based on his prior convictions. Superior officials celebrated the grand opening of a newly restored commercial shipping dock on Wednesday. The dock rehabilitation project cost a total of roughly $28 million, with state and federal grants contributing about $15 million. It will also allow C. Rice Co. to relocate its shipping operations from across the state line in Duluth to the new dock in Superior, which has not been used in 30 years. City officials say the new dock will make shipping operations for the company more efficient, add good jobs, and generate more economic impact. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch.
And that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up, but we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing, temperatures dropping into the 60s and then staying there for tomorrow with cloudy skies and more areas of rain. Mostly sunny for Wednesday and Thursday. Warmer again with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 85.
Maggie Dawn,
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nightlight, folks. Act 2 is just getting underway. Great to have you with me. We've got a really fun show tonight. Got a great question, a couple really solid guests, and we're talking movies. Our question of the night is, in honor of National Game Show Day, what is your favorite game show? I would say Jeopardy is winning so far. But you can go as abstract as you want with this, folks. We talked about Sydney Sweeney's bar soap, Conrad. He ordered a case.
A 30-pack.
A 30-pack. He's already, it hasn't even arrived yet, and he's already gone through it. I don't even know how that's possible, but he's very excited to get his Sydney Sweeney bar soap. And we're talking right now with my guest, Austin Galante. He is a, that's a cool name, by the way. How'd you swing that? Is that your birth name?
No.
Oh, sweet. See, I maybe should have changed mine. Peach Schwabba. It's hard. Conrad, what do people think my name is?
Peach Cobbler.
Yeah. It's terrible. Austin Galante. That has some, like, that's got some panache. How'd you settle on that?
Like 20 years ago, I was trying to figure out what my stage name was going to be, and I was walking behind a Mitchie Galant. I was like, you know, if you add an E to that, it would sound.
Oh, I like that.
Sound nice.
So. Austin's a good name, too.
There it is.
Tell me about, you have a production company called Marshmallow Napalm. Where's that name come from? It's kind of cool.
You know, like sitting around the campfire and getting hot marshmallow on. It's just like napalm.
So, the true story behind that, it
yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah. So,
so you've got, you know, let me ask you this. I've seen some of the budgets on the films you work with, and some of them are small. I don't know what all the budgets are, and I wouldn't ask you because that's kind of a personal question for independent filmmakers, but what's the biggest challenge you face when you're making these movies? You've got all these actors, and you said you made, I think you said you made a feature film before for $3,000, like your first one, which is common. A lot of people breaking in their first film. How do you pull that off? Is it all favors, or how do you do that?
It was just really pared down. There wasn't, like, you know, a lot
it's
of
just you talking at lot. The camera.
Yeah, I mean, so I've spent a lot of time learning how to do everything myself. So,
right.
You know, I can edit it. I can do, some visual effects, and I can color grade, color
wow.
The film. And I'm also, you know, I make music, so I can score the movie and, you know, I know how to run a camera. I know how to run sound. I know. So, you know, like I can get away with doing a really pared down crew. Like the first movie had two guys, Mitch Munster and myself as the crew. And then wow. There were like four other actors plus myself. I have a small part in it, but, yeah. So it's just about, you know, I spent, you know, 20 years learning how to do stuff.
Right. Well, good for you. You mentioned music. That's your background. You've worked with Snoop Dogg. You've worked with CeeLo Green. Those are the two names that stood out to me. Maybe there are even bigger heavy hitters that I don't know about that are in your resume. But how did you go from, what did you do in the music industry and how did it bring you to movies?
Well, I was in a band for a really long time and we played a lot of shows and it was sort of a rap punk type band, but we had songs that were, had different feels to them. So we played with a lot of rap groups, over the years. I mean, I probably played with, I don't know, 20 or 30 famous like people everybody's heard of, you know, and then we also got to do a bunch of dates on the Warped Tour. And met a bunch of people that way. So, you know, just like every situation is different. You know, I've recorded with some people in my living room and and then some people just send, you know, send the vocals to the track. And in other cases, it's just buying a verse or whatever. So.
You had a song. I don't know if it was Austin's movie, by the way, is called Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. It opens June 7th at Sun Prairie. The premiere is in Sun Prairie on June 7th at Marcus theaters. Can anybody go to that or you have to be invited or what's the deal?
Yeah, there's you can buy tickets on tickpick.com. Okay. And you can search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, or you can go to marshmallownapalm.com. And there's a link at the top of that page.
Still tickets available?
Yeah, tickets are like $11 and there's still probably around, I don't know, 40 tickets, something like that.
Nice. Left, so. Okay. Well, it sounds like you had a good turnout. That's great. All right. So you have, I think it was a credit on, was it on this film? But you were credited as writing a song with Snoop Dogg. How'd that happen?
Well, that was just reaching out and buying a verse. I didn't get to meet him or anything.
Oh, okay. So, but I pictured you guys like huddled over, you know, at a coffee shop, right? In the But, it, you know, you have a credit with Snoop Dogg. That's cool. Like you guys collaborated, sort of, right?
Yeah. And, you know, like, each situation is different. Like, we did a song with Slim Cattray. I don't know if you remember Far Side. Well, it was, like, a group, I don't know, 20 years ago. They were really big. But he just, like, came to my living room and recorded.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, William Elliott Whitmore. I guess maybe for CeeLo, we played a show with him and then, you know, we hung out with him for a while at a bar and ended up talking and he sent his verse, you know, over the internet. And
when was this? Was this post Forget You, for lack of a better, the song is the F word.
That was like the same year, but right before it released. So we got super lucky.
Was he cool?
I mean, yeah, he's a nice enough guy, I guess. Like, you know, he's just like chill, right? You know, like a lot of famous people are just like chill.
That's like one of my favorite songs ever.
Or trying to be cool. I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah. You should tell people you wrote the video or you directed the video. What are there similarities in what you do? Like when you say you were in bands, what's more of a grind? Trying to make it as a musician or make it an independent film?
I don't know. They're both quite difficult without lots of money.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what is it they say? Like $500,000 is what it takes to break a single.
Really?
Yeah, between $500,000 and $1 million. So, you know, most songs that you hear that are on the radio on repeat, someone
at least $500,000
spent that much money getting them all across the country, their song on all these stations and sending them around to, you know, do whatever interviews and blah blah blah. It's expensive, right? Like gotta fly there.
My guest is Austin Galante. His film is Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. It opens June 7th in Sun Prairie is the premiere. There's still about 40 tickets left. You can check it out. It's June 7th in Sun Prairie at Marcus Theaters. You have another project coming out you told me about, but this is even lower budget. So what's the next story about?
It's called What Have We Won? And it is about two like kind of idiots who are, you know, just kind of struggling in life. And then they do some stuff. They end up winning the lottery and they move to Montana to pan for gold. And they just sort of like move out there with the camper and kind of this the movie takes place in approximately the course of a couple weeks, but they're out there for about a week, and they're kind of like sort of living off the land until they decide what they're gonna do as far as house and so forth. And it's just kind of about the trouble that follows them, even though they tried to get away from their troubles. And yeah, I don't know. It's another comedy. Robert Lissardo's in it. Matthew Kenner's in it. Douglas Montoya's in it. They're also in Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, which is the movie that comes out, or, you know, the premieres for. Sanguine Teeth has a few people in it. Charlie Mack just won the Golden Ticket on Kill Tony. So he is a very funny dude. You should check him out.
Okay. I'm checking him out right now on IMDb Pro. That's great.
And Jason Horton is a horror movie director who just released the movie A Hard Place, which is making a lot of noise. And I think he's sort of championing the like 80s B movie horror vibe, slasher vibe with it. So, yeah, he's in it. We have a scene that's pretty funny.
Awesome. Do you have, I noticed on your IMDb page, you know, and actors do this on the resumes, they list all the talents they have, and you have whistling. And hold on. A lot of people would go, really? I can't even tell you how many resumes I've seen, whether I was casting something or I saw friends, where people put whistling. What is that? When does that ever come into play that you know of in movies? I suppose it would, but
I think I've done at least 3 auditions where I had to whistle, where they wanted someone who could whistle.
That is so funny. And is it like you put your fingers in and you do the really loud one, or just basic whistling?
One, they wanted someone to like whistle really high and do something. And then another one that's like some tune or something that I don't remember exactly.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, we got a couple more minutes. You have got this great vampire movie coming out. Sanguine Teeth has 4 vampires. What are your favorite? Do you have favorite vampire movies, or a movie that you saw when you were younger where you're like, that's the kind of movie I want to make?
You got me on a gotcha question right there.
Oh, no, that was not my intention.
I don't know off the top of my head what my favorite vampire movie would be.
Did you see Nosferatu last fall? Or I know you said you hadn't seen Sinners yet. But it seems like they're kind of making a comeback.
I started to watch it, and then I wanted to watch it at a different time, so I haven't watched it yet. Favorite vampire. Come back to me on that one.
Yeah, we'll do.
Let me think about it for just, you know, like a minute.
Sure. All right. So what are you binge watching? Most guests I ask what they're watching. Are you binge watching anything on TV right now, or something you could recommend?
I did just watch Sirens. It was kind of interesting. It was kind of, I don't know.
That's a newer show, right?
Yeah.
The movie from the,
like, yeah, the it was a show, but you know, I watched it this weekend or week, whatever.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, take your time. Think about it. Last thing I want to do is have a gotcha moment.
You got
with the
me.
Conrad saw Hacks, and you finished the whole season. You're caught up, right, Con?
Yeah. Yeah. I finished it, this past weekend. And
thumbs up.
It was a great season. It had all types of twists on it. The ending, you're like, what? It's a crazy ending to the show. I can't wait to see the next one. Next season.
That's so cool. I finished Mobland last night. 10 episodes. Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and it's not reinventing the wheel or anything, but it's well done for what it is. Guy Ritchie is one of the executive producers, and I recommend that. But what I've seen of Hacks, I really like, too. On the stream, our question for the night is, what is your favorite game show? PJ on the stream says, there once was a game show on Xbox by Microsoft called One Versus 100. It was a trivia game. I don't remember that. Thank you, PJ. And then Dave also says, Barney's Clubhouse Pow. I know that, but I can't place where that was. Keep those texts coming, folks. Austin Galante, thank you so much. best of luck with the film. I hope the premiere kicks butt and you have a line around the door, my friend.
Yeah, me too.
Be careful going back to Sun Prairie. You got to go through the east side. That's a tough part of town. All right.
Yeah.
We're coming right back, folks, for some movie talk and some UW Cinematheque talk with our pal Ben Reiser. That's coming up next on Nightlight after a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We're doing Monday the way it's supposed to be done on State Street in Madison. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm waiting just for you.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am your host for this evening's festivities, Pete Schwabe. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite game show? It is National Game Show Day. So let us know. And I also need to tell you all about this really cool contest we have here at Civic Media. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. All you need to do is have the Civic Media app. It's that easy. We give a keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. You text in that keyword, and you are eligible for the hourly prizes of $100 in cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets. Now, every time you enter in the hour for the hour prizes, you are automatically enrolled in the two grand prize trips. Conrad, tell people where the grand prize trips are, would you?
Yeah, they're in Baraboo and in Door County. How about that?
Holy mackerel.
How about that? Two very beautiful places in our state. So best case scenario, you win $100 and Brewers tickets and a grand prize. It all happens here at Civic Media during our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. We've had so much fun with these. We hope you guys will be a part of it. And today's the first day. It goes through Friday, June 13th, and you have four daily chances to enter. So good luck, everybody. I hope you come home with all kinds of prizes. That would be a lot of fun. Right now, joining me on the show, another in-studio guest. This is so much fun. One of my favorite people in Madison. all right, anywhere. I don't just keep it to the city limits. Ben Reiser, folks, he is the programmer at UW Cinematheque here in Madison, which is an outstanding program. We'll talk about that. And he works for the Wisconsin Film Festival, too. Ben, welcome.
Boy, oh, boy. That's quite an intro. Even after the grief I gave you late night during the festival.
Oh, man, you were on me.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know what got into you. That was unlike you.
It was a bad edible or something.
Listen, I think you were sticking up for a friend of yours. And I didn't. The only thing that got me is you said, did you just not do your homework? And that got under my, we almost had to take it outside because this is a friend of yours. So I only hope you would defend me.
This is international rock star Scott Lucas. Never mind a friend of mine. Again, you're belittling this man.
I'm not at all. I think Scott is outstanding, and I've since listened to some of his songs. I can't remember any of them, but no, I'm kidding. But he's a big time, but you're a music guy.
Yeah, look, I'm wearing a very obscure band t-shirt, the English Beat. Remember them from the 80s?
I do. I love the English Beat. And every time you bring up Scott's name, I end up somehow in trouble. And I don't know what you kind of racket you're running here, but I know. I
keep trying to get us to a place where I am the heel that I feel like I have been during this whole situation, but somehow you're not navigating this correctly.
If I had just met you, I would have been like, what's that guy's problem? But I've known you long enough. Where I know you didn't mean anything about it. So yeah. It's great to have you here.
I figure like after midnight on a festival night, anything goes.
Yeah, we were hanging out. It was a fun party. Hey, give us a recap for this year's Wisconsin Film Festival. Another blast. It was great movies.
Yeah, it was crazy, insanely successful. I mean, it's always great. There's always great movies.
Yeah.
Great hang with you and all the other visiting filmmakers. But this year, I mean, it's been a long time since we had more than three or four sold out films during the course of the festival. This year, I think we had close to 40 sold out screenings.
Whoa.
It was insane.
I went to, I go to as many movies as I can when I'm not introducing a film. And everyone I went to was like for that Rolling Stones film, the title I can't say.
Yeah.
I was literally up next to the projection booth at the Barrymore, like at the top.
And it was probably still making your eardrums bleed with that loud. I mean, that was loud. That was ridiculously loud.
It was loud, but it was worth it because there were people getting up and dancing, and it was really fun. You guys always do a great job. But So another success. That's exciting.
It was great. I couldn't be any happier. And you were a key part of that success.
Wow, you're too kind. What, even though I almost took it back to your buddy, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get sucked in. When do you guys start working on the next one already? Like, you've got, 10 months now or whatever? When does that start?
Well, I've already been in contact with all the venues to give them our dates for next year. So we're already in it.
Okay. Wow. And when does it really heat up? Like, when is it like Ben doesn't sleep
like
much?
The day before the festival? No. It'll heat up in September when the submissions start coming in again. We open up our submission windows at the beginning of September for all the Wisconsin Zone films. And Jim and Mike are going to be going to the Toronto International Film Festival in September. So that's, we kind of take the summer off as much as we possibly can. We're also all busy starting the end of this month with Cinematheque for six weeks this summer. So we've got that to contend with.
So, all right. It's funny because I like that screening room a lot at Cinematheque, and I've seen when you guys advertise.
Well, you must not sit there. You must just stand in the back because those seats are not comfortable. I'm the first one to tell you. I wish we had nicer seats
it's
there.
It's just something about the experience of being there and of that building, which is old.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, and it takes me back to the 70s. I feel like all the butts that sat in those seats, I just think it's kind of a cool experience, even though the seats might not be the most comfortable. But for people who live in Madison and haven't ever been there, what can you tell them about it, and especially how much it costs to get in? Because I thought that was great.
Well, it's free.
Yeah.
And if you email me, I'll send you directions, because it's not the easiest room to find on campus. It's one of these brutalist buildings where really brutal. You can't find the place. There's not a street level entrance to the entire building, as you may know. You have to climb up a ramp, you have to find the right elevator. So there's that, but it's great. It's fantastic. And people are onto The Secret these days. The last couple of years of Cinematheque have really been, again, I hate to keep using the word, but very successful.
Yeah.
We regularly turn people away at the door.
And you guys show classics?
We show classics and premieres. During the school year, we're showing premieres on Thursday nights, and then we have our classics from the entire history of film on Fridays and Saturdays. Now, during the summer, we like to keep our weekends free, as I think most people do. So we do Wednesday night, Thursday night and Friday night. So
that's awesome. All right, we're going to talk more about the schedule, what you can see at Cinematheque this summer if you take advantage of this amazing film watching experience. And then Ben and I will talk about movies. I love Sinners. He didn't love it. I can't wait. It's Pete Schwabe. The news is coming up next, and we're coming back to talk movies and Cinematheque on the Civic Media Radio Network. Problems, building towers, foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky and sell the sky and leave the sky and sell the sky? What is
this is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump said over the weekend he is planning on increasing the tariffs on European steel and aluminum products imports next week. The tariffs currently stand at 25%, but the president said he wants to double them, and the markets are trading down on the news. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
This also comes as the administration is trying to push trade negotiations with countries all around the world, and his team is saying he might even have a call this week with the Chinese president to try and talk about trade talks there, as the president's accusing China of reneging on their commitments made a couple weeks ago when he dropped the tariffs on Chinese imports.
A dozen people were injured in a stabbing attack at an Oregon homeless shelter Sunday night. Salem police arrested 42-year-old Tony Williams, who they say had an 8-inch knife when he walked into Salem's Union Gospel Mission around 7:15 p.m. Police said the victims suffered various types of injuries. All of the injured were men between the ages of 26 and 57. This is ABC News.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch. And
that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing, temperatures dropping into the 60s and then staying there for tomorrow with cloudy skies and more areas of rain. Mostly sunny for Wednesday and Thursday. Warmer again with highs in the upper 70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow, will be here. And board games are good for you. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of
Welcome
you
back. Die. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. We are broadcasting live from State Street at our Madison studios. Conrad is holding back, holding down. He's not holding back the fort. He's holding down the fort and doing it without wearing pants, which makes his job, well, all the more, whatever it is. I don't know.
One of these days I'm going to come up and do in studio in Green Bay hang out with Conrad. I never get to see this dude.
Conrad, show yourself on the screen for people listening. Look at that. There he is.
Nice.
Just a mountain of muscle, that guy.
It was helpful to actually watch you now because I got to see you do the 2-minute signal.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to launch into one of my typical long stories. It has to be cut off halfway through. So I appreciate it.
Our question is, what is your favorite game show? Annie from Watertown says, oh my, Howard Gurnett and wife Rosemary dialing for dollars. There's another one for dialing for dollars. Milwaukee Channel 12. At noon, as I remember, was he their weatherman? I don't know, Annie. I don't know that show. I was not around in Milwaukee. She said in the 1960s. I wasn't even here yet. Ben, you're in your really late 20s, right? Excruciatingly late
20s. They call it triple 20s, I think.
Annie says, Janis Joplin's Mercedes-Benz, second verse, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a colored TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I'll wait for delivery each day until 3. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Boy, looks like I really missed out on this game show. Thank you, Annie. Ben Reiser is here, folks. He is the programmer of UW Cinematheque here in Madison. It's free. Your sound is state-of-the-art. The screen is great, right? I mean, you talk about the seats not being that comfortable. They're not that bad, though.
I don't know why I said that. I'm always saying stuff that really
keeps people
goes
away.
Against what I'm trying to promote at any given moment.
Oh, we show terrible films.
Come to the festival and I'll get into a fight with you late night. Come to our Cinematheque. You won't be able to sit through the movie. It's so uncomfortable.
Ben's a prince of a guy. It's good to have you here in the studio, buddy. How long does it take you to get here from Casa de Reiser?
10 minutes.
Not bad.
Everything's 10 minutes away in Madison, isn't it?
The last time I stayed here, I was out in the western burbs.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been technically Madison, but I ate at this Indian place. Oh, my God, was it good.
Wait a minute. Was it Fitchburg? Was it the one that's in a hotel? Because there's this new weird Indian fusion place that's Indian plus Italian. So they make like a chicken tiki masala pizza.
Oh, nice.
Oh, but I think you might be talking about all the way on the west side, like off of Mineral Point Road, there's a Indian place that we've been to twice. Very like authentic.
Oh, yeah.
But in like an old Chinese restaurant takeout spot, like right next to like a Home Depot or a Petco or something like that.
That's not it either. If you said it, I would know it. It's by the there's a conference center and there's a and the Starbucks there. And I talked about this last time I was here. I went to the Starbucks twice and they checked no thank you on the tip for me.
Wow.
That made me want to tip them. Yeah. Like, you know, because I get.
What's up with that? Why would they do that? That's like me.
I don't like getting shaken
down.
No,
don't come to my movies. What's the matter?
All right, Ben is here. We have to talk. Tell us about Cinematheque. What is coming up this summer you're excited about? You got this cool summer program. What's happening?
Well, we're showing us some Gene Hackman movies because he died.
Yeah.
Terrible. Have you ever heard a worse death story than Gene Hackman and his wife?
The only thing that would have made it worse is if he was like in his 50s. I mean, he had a great run, but yeah, it's still a terrible way to go.
Right. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Anyway, we're honoring Gene so hopefully some movies that are more entertaining than the way he died. We're going to show one of my favorite Gene Hackman movies, which is not The French Connection, but The French Connection 2.
Yeah.
Where Popeye Doyle goes to Marseille to pursue the guy he sort of lets slip through his fingers at the end of The French Connection. Love that movie. What else are we showing? We're showing a bunch of films by this French director who's made a million movies, Claude Lelouch. Maybe you've heard that name. He made a movie called A Man and a Woman back, I think, at the end of the 60s, which is sort of like an iconic French romantic comedy drama. And apparently he made a bunch of thrillers. So we're going to be showing, because it's summertime, everyone loves a nice thriller in the summer. So we've got some bank heist movies. Yeah, just a bunch of fun. In the summertime, we just sort of say, what's going to be fun for people to come hang out? And, you know, there's only so many times you can see Mission Impossible, the final chapter. So you got to have some popcorn movies, even at Cinematheque.
Absolutely. I love a good heist movie. As far as I'm concerned, there's not enough out there to keep me, like, I would watch a heist movie every night if, you know.
Right. Well, have you and I talked about Dragged Across Concrete?
You mentioned it. I have not seen that. Tell me about that.
That's a great heist movie. I don't need to tell you anything else. Mel Gibson, bank heist, incroyable, as they would say in France with Claude Lelouch. Dragged Across Concrete. And the guy is the filmmaker. Maybe you've seen some of his other films. I'm spacing out on his name, but he made this great crazy Western with Kurt Russell called Bone Tomahawk. You seen that one?
No, I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
And he made one with Vince Vaughn called Brawl in Cell Block 99.
I think I saw that.
That's a nasty one. But yeah.
Filmmaker?
Those are his three films.
Okay.
I think right before the pandemic, we were planning on showing all three of them and bringing him here. And I think we still hope to do that. But I think he's shooting another film now, so maybe we'll wait for his next movie to come out. But Across Concrete. Fantastic.
Mel Gibson.
Heist movie, yeah.
Crazy Mel Gibson. What year is that from?
That's a good question.
I'm probably going to watch that tonight, to be honest with
you. I want to say that was like 2018 maybe, or 2019.
Nice.
You know, then the pandemic killed everything.
No kidding. All right, we have to get into this, Ben, because I love, you know, inevitably, you always, when you come on here, you always
say the wrong thing.
No. You say your opinion. And I love, like, you, and the last couple times you've taken a side that was kind of the antithesis of what everybody else felt. So
I don't mean to do that, but apparently I do. I spent 2 hours talking about Star Trek, the motion picture today on a podcast that I do called 70 Movies We Saw in the 70s. And that was the one Star Trek movie that was 1979. And most people think Wrath of Khan, which is the second Star Trek movie, and then whatever the fourth one is, those are the good ones. I like 1, 3, and 5. And when I say that to Star Trek peoples, otherwise known as Trekkies, although that apparently that's you're not supposed to say that word.
It's politically incorrect now.
people look at me like I'm out of my mind, but I don't know. I like the original Star Trek. It's long and slow and boring, but it's kind of cinematic in a way that the other ones aren't, because I think they realize nobody wants to see a sort of a 2001 or, you know, fancy Russian Solaris version of Star Trek. They want to see, you know, Kirk bare-chested and fighting it out with some alien. And so that's what they did with Wrath of Khan. But this one, the first one, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I sometimes have an unpopular opinion. I don't mean to be that way.
Well, you like what you like.
I don't cultivate
right?
That, right.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Sinners, is that right?
Yeah. I know you're not just being, you know, contrarian for the sake of it.
Thank
but
you. That's the word
you've got to be.
Come up with, but yeah.
You have your own opinion. So you did not, and you didn't sound like you hated it, but you
oh,
had,
no. I pretty much hated it.
You hated Sinners. Oh, please elaborate.
Well, I'm a Ryan Coogler guy. Okay. I like his other movies. I think the first two Creed movies, and even the one he didn't direct, the last one, I love those Creed movies. They're certainly better than the last three Rocky movies. And, you know, Black Panther, great. Fruitvale Station, great. This one should have been right up my alley. I'm a horror guy. You tell me you're going to have a vampire movie, you're going to have, you know, great acting, all that stuff. I just didn't buy a single second of it. And
really?
I think the movie, among other things, is really trying to be this sort of authentic vision of what things were like back in those days in that neck of the woods, especially musically.
Yeah.
But I didn't like a single note of music that is either on the soundtrack or actually being played in the movie. I just thought it was inauthentic. Like, they had this, I don't know, German or Swiss guy compose the soundtrack for that movie, and he's doing all these kind of like weird European sounding blues riffs on the thing. I'm like, why is this? Why wasn't this movie, you know, scored by, I don't know, Two Live Crew or Public Enemy or anybody from the any African-American recording artist of the last 50 years. If they had done that, I probably would have liked it a lot more. But I also thought it wasn't a good vampire movie. Like, it wasn't scary. I didn't understand the rules of it. I feel like it was a horror movie made by people who aren't really into horror movies. Maybe for people who don't really like horror movies. Because I was amazed at how many people love this movie. And I'm like, well, maybe because it's not really scary and it's really just, I guess, trying to make a statement. But I feel like that's a statement that's been made plenty of other times in plenty of better movies.
Wow. Okay. I just feel like it was, I liked the music. You did a deep dive there. That's like serious inside baseball.
I don't, but it shouldn't be. Music guy. Come on, man. You got a guy named Ludwig Göransson who's doing blues riffs for this movie. Come on.
I thought it was, I kind of agree with you about the vampire stuff. I don't agree with you, but I feel like it took a long time to get to. In fact, I feel like that opening scene, there was probably a studio note that says there's no vampires for an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. So they put that in so we know what's coming. But
it's a good opening.
It's a good opening.
That's the thing. I came to love this movie. I wanted to love it.
Were your expectations too high?
I don't think so. I try to come in with no expectations, but if I'm honest with myself, I'm like, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this. The previews were all good. That first scene is good. It grabs you. And then it just was sort of like this steady sort of like, okay, I guess this movie's never really going to take off.
Interesting. What did you think about the, to me, I liked the movie when I thought it was done. And then the credits started. And that last scene did it for me. I loved it because of that last scene. You did not like that last scene, right?
No. It's fine. But it was too little too late for me.
Okay. Gotcha.
The last scene is fine.
You have to stay through the credits, folks. If you're listening, you have to. I don't know why they did that, but.
By the way,
yeah.
Let me say the opposite about another movie that I know you saw and I saw and I really liked a lot, Warfare.
All right, we'll talk about that too. Ben Reiser's here.
He I didn't see Conrad signal anything.
No, he didn't signal. I have to reset, they call it in radio.
Oh, okay.
Ben Reiser's here. He's one of the programmers. He's the programmer of UW Cinematheque. Not to say he won't take notes from people, but and he works for the Milwaukee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not the programmer for Cinematheque. I'm one of three programmers.
One of three.
Jim Healy's the main dude.
And he's a big shot with the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Yeah, that's
too.
True.
And we get together and talk movies every once in a while. He did not like Sinners. I liked Sinners.
Conrad, what'd you think?
He didn't see it.
I didn't see it yet.
That's my man.
He doesn't even have pants on tonight.
I think he never leaves that chair.
He doesn't.
I saw Karate Kid Legends, so I did leave it.
How's that?
It was all right. Nothing special.
Well, what were you? Why were you excited to go run and see that?
I like Cobra Kai.
Were you a big Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. And I like the first three Karate Kids. And the fourth one didn't happen, so.
Right.
Well, you and I both saw War. That's okay. You and I both saw Warfare. I thought it was the best war movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I didn't...
Except.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you there. Not until you said it, though. So tip of my hat to you, because I was like, it was a little cheesy. And it's cool that you get to see them, but I thought they could have done that with still photos or something. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to have this, hey, we're just a bunch of wacky guys.
No, and they also made... what feels like the most authentic war movie of all time.
Awesome.
I don't need proof that these were actual guys.
That's a great point.
You're taking me out of the reality of your movie, which was amazing.
And it really, to me, Ben, I left that movie going, you want to support the troops? Don't send them into, like, you see these guys that are all Navy SEALs. They're specialists. They're highly trained. Well, when that bomb goes off, they're all concussed and they can't, you see what hell it actually is from a guy who lived it. And isn't just shooting things and exaggerating. You know, I thought it was amazing. But I do agree with you on the credit sequence there. Should we talk Mission Impossible? All right, we got to wrap up here. For now, we're doing a very short break. Then we're going to get Ben's opinion on Mission Impossible. the latest. And
I've got one.
Supposedly. I bet you do. Ben Reiser's here, folks. It's Nightlight with Peach Wamba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Easy to trap. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I'm Peach Wabba. Tomorrow night I will be back in Green Bay. And we will have Rob Thomas on, David Grant. Yeah, Madison film critic Rob Thomas, the always entertaining Rob Thomas. David Grant, Civic Media's own David Grant, will report from the circus parade. Is that still on, Con?
Yeah, he's going to be at the parade, in which is, I believe, the following week.
Baraboo.
And he's going to, tell us a little bit about what's going
on. Okay.
Yeah.
I love a parade. And then paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, Civic Media's own. That'll be fun. That's all tomorrow night on Nightlight, folks. We've got a couple texts we got to get through here. Steady Eddie texted us back. This is a double feature, Steady Eddie. Pete, Dialing for Dollars is in the lyrics of the a cappella Janis Joplin song, Mercedes-Benz. Oh, that's what I knew. I heard that song. I didn't know what he says. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Did I read this, Conrad?
Yes.
Yep. No, but it was Anna sent the same.
Oh, no. Yeah. So it's the same, but
he's just explaining
saying the same thing.
You,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Eddie says, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV, Dialing for Dollars? Are they a couple?
Are Anna and Steady Eddie in cahoots? Steady Eddie says, Pete, you might want to think about trading in your black and white plasma for one of them newfangled color televisions. I'm not sure, but I think they might be here to stay. Steady Eddie, well done, sir. I talk about color television every night. Bridget in the 818 says, $100,000 pyramid is the best. The winner's circle is so exciting. Forgot that one, too. Did you ever watch that, Ben?
Which one?
$100,000 pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it, but I don't.
Dick Clark, I think, was the host.
Was it Dick Clark? Dickie C? Ben Reiser is here. We've got a few more minutes with my guest, Ben Reiser. He has been nice enough to come into the studio here tonight when we broadcast from Madison. And we're talking about movies. We talked about Sinners, Warfare. He gave us an update on what is coming up at UW Cinematheque here at Vilas Hall, which is free. They've got great films coming up this summer. If people wanted to see like a lineup, go to the interwebs.
Yeah, cinema.wisc.edu.
There you go. And they're all free, and it's fantastic. So what hold on, Ben. We got.
I don't know if they're all fantastic, but most of them are pretty good.
Yeah. You guys don't book.
Listen, we like to show a lot of different things. Not everything's going to appeal to everybody.
Are you going to buy Sydney Sweeney bath soap? Have you heard about this?
Oh, is it used?
Well, it's her bath water.
Oh, it's her bath
it's
water.
It's the essence of her bath water in a new soap called Bathwater Bliss. It's $8 a bar. Okay. A perfect combination of the two best places on the planet, the outdoors and Sydney Sweeney's bathtub. Experience the ultimate blend of outdoor serenity with refreshing notes of pine, Douglas fir, earthy moss, and a touch of Sydney's very own bathwater.
Well, you know when that Gwyneth Paltrow made a candle. I can't even tell you the rest of the sentence. Yeah.
And that's weird, too. She's strange to me. I think
Sydney Sweeney's right up there with her in the strange.
Or this is genius because she knows there's a whole bunch of creepy dudes out there that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, celebrities looking for more money just used to sell like their used panties. And I don't know that they've moved into a whole other. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. What do you got?
Bathwater. Oh, my goodness.
All right. I have to, before we get out of here, I have to ask you.
Or doesn't that happen in that movie that came out last year with the guy told Salford. Everyone he's an addict? Yeah. Salford.
Yeah. Right. And that's Jacob Elordi's bathwater.
There you go. He needs to put out his own bathwater.
I don't know. I don't think women are buying either.
Mm.
But maybe. I think
but
it's
there's
all
plenty
dudes.
Of men who would buy Jacob Elordi.
I know. And Sydney Sweeney. It's like the guys have all the creep factor.
Yeah. Are they both on that Euphoria show? I think they are.
Yeah, they are.
I know Sydney Sweeney is.
Hey, yeah. Conrad.
Conrad has them all on.
I watched like three episodes and I did not like it. But yeah, they're both in it.
Yeah.
Okay. MI8, The Final Reckoning. Thoughts?
Sure. I thought it was good. I'm a sucker for all the Mission Impossible movies. Maybe the John Woo one was the one that I was like,
is that the second one?
No good, yeah.
It's terrible. The first one was just okay, too.
Oh, right? No. I love the first one. Brian De Palma can do no wrong. I think he's a genius. Having said that, these last four that Christopher McQuarrie made are great. But the reason I'm hesitating to say anything too complainy about this last one is because I don't think I really loved the first part of this one, Dead Reckoning, until like the third time I watched it.
And now you do.
I loved it.
You've seen that movie three times?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I liked it the first time. I really liked it the second time. And then getting ready for this new one, my son and I watched it. And I was like, this is great. What was I ever complaining about? And so I might get to that with this one. But based on my first viewing, which was an IMAX, which is always nice.
Oh, yeah.
The first hour is deadly. And then there's stuff that happens for the rest of it that is like, what? There's too many nagging questions for me. Okay. Too many things where I'm like, I feel like they didn't remember that they needed to clear up this plot point, or they didn't.
With the rabbit's foot, maybe?
Well, I don't know anything about the rabbit's foot, but there's something that goes on with a parachute. There's something that goes on.
Yeah, he has another parachute.
Yeah, but who knew? And you never see him pull it or what?
I thought maybe he would die, and it was the last one. Well, they do like a Bond thing.
Right. I mean, what I really thought, and maybe they didn't do this because maybe this exact thing happened in a James Bond movie, I thought he was going to get the other guy who has fallen out
parachute.
And grab his parachute.
Right.
And I was like, when's that going to happen? And then it didn't happen. I was like, oh, man, what a wasted opportunity.
Yeah, I didn't get that either, but I have very few complaints. Even the recap,
I know some people had an issue with that. Kind of feel like you needed it a little.
Well, I didn't because I just watched Dead Reckoning, but and I was annoyed. I was like, I don't need flashbacks. You know, I hope when it goes to streaming or whatever, they pull that stuff out. I don't need that. It's fine if they want to talk about it. I don't need to see the actual footage.
Right.
I hate that. Whenever they do that in a movie, it annoys me.
Fair enough. Ben, this was fun. I think you should give Sinners another watch and come around.
I'm sure I will.
I would like to thank all of you for being here tonight, folks. This was fun. Always fun to be in Madison doing the show. Thank you to Ben Reiser. Thank you to Austin Galante, the guy with the cool name. Check out his film, The Sanguine. I got to pull it up again. I keep... all right. The Sanguine... Conrad, help me.
The Sanguine Teeth of...
Teeth on a Driftless Road.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Check it out. Thank you for all your texts and all your calls, folks. Have a great night. We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A newly constructed runway is open at Newark Liberty International Airport. This comes after recent delays and widespread cancellations. A telecommunications outage, which led to air traffic controllers taking leave, also contributed to the delays. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there was a shortage of controllers before the outage.
It can't be fixed overnight. It takes time to train up on this airspace. But we've addressed the problem by bringing more controllers to train up in the Philly Tracon that, again, controls Newark here.
A New Mexico police officer has died several days after being critically injured when a man shot him during a traffic stop. On Memorial Day, Bloomfield police officer Timothy Ontiveros pulled a man over for a traffic violation. Authorities said the man refused to roll down his window or provide ID. Officers moved to arrest him and broke a window to do so. That is when the man began shooting, hitting Ontiveros. This is ABC News.